Please.
Today is Thanksgiving, and I give to you a sermon in three stories. The first story is exceedingly well known. In 1620, I believe it was, the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and established Plymouth Plantation. They had a dreadful year, but fortunately, a friendly and supportive Indian taught them how to plant corn, and they had a very good harvest, and then they had a great feast, and they were joined by the natives who brought five deer with them. Now, there's two problems, challenges with this story. One is sort of silly, and the other is quite serious. The silly part is that if you've ever been to Virginia, the people of Virginia, particularly the Tidewater Virginians, are quite quick to say that is simply not the first Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving actually had in Jamestown. Well, you know, Harvard wrote the textbooks, not William and Mary or the University of Virginia. And besides, the ones in Florida can go back even further. But the other is quite serious. We have this absolutely tableau of beautiful harmony with a little glimpse into the heavenly banquet where they come together, the settlers and the Indians, and have this wonderful feast, and the settlers' lives had been saved by the first Americans. But it didn't take long for it all to go straight downhill as the settlers visited a Holocaust upon the First Nations. And we don't have to go beyond the borders of Oregon to know stories of that being carried out, and the echo of that continues literally to this very day. And yet, is it such a bad thing to remember and recall just a moment, like a snapshot, when it really did work out right? I think that Thanksgiving is American Seder, where we gather at a table and we eat the sacred food and we tell and recall the sacred story. And the canon of food is pretty set. You either have a turkey or you don't. Corn, cranberry sauce, potatoes, which actually originated in South America, are all, in fact, indigenous American foods. And it is an American Seder. And I think, this is just me, so you don't fuss at anybody else over this one. I think it's part of becoming an American that you celebrate Thanksgiving. So, a second story. Did anybody here see the movie Blindside? See a few hands out there. Okay. A very successful family in Tennessee one night picks up a young high school student on the street. It's a rainy, cold night, and he doesn't have much to wear. And they take him home. Now, the two children, I think, knew who he was. And he sleeps on the couch, and before long, they enfold him into the family. And he's given his own bedroom. Mom takes him down and shops for clothes. He gets to pick the clothes he wants to wear. And he becomes part of them. And then it's their first Thanksgiving together. And the family get their plates and they plate up with the potatoes and the gravy and the mashed and every corn and everything else. And this is a family that's crazy about football, so they all sit in front of the TV and start watching it till Mom turns around. And they're sitting at the table, which is bare, by the way, is their guest sitting there eating. She turns off the TV, and in the next scene, the table is completely set, and a blessing is said as they celebrate Thanksgiving, our American Seder. There is a detail in the story of the first Thanksgiving that stuck with me ever since I first heard it. And that is what a really, truly dreadful year it was. 100 pilgrims landed, 50 died from starvation and exposure. And if they'd only had their own seeds from England to depend on, that would have wiped out several more of them because their imported seeds didn't work. And yet at the end of that, they did have a good harvest and they did have a great feast. Not long after the events we remember in that first story, in Germany in 1636-37, Germany was in the midst of the 30 Years' War, which would kill 8.5 million people. In Eilenburg, Germany, the city was overrun with refugees, and then the plague came. At the start of the year, there were four pastors, four priests in the city, Protestants. One fled, and two died. Martin Rinkhart was left alive. By the end of the year, he was burying 50 a day in mass graves, and he buried not only virtually his entire congregation, but also his wife. And then he sat down and wrote, "Now thank we all our God," which is one of the major, major hymns, "Now thank we all our God," a major hymn in the canon of Thanksgiving hymns. So let us all give thanks this glorious day for all that God has done for us and does with us. Never forgetting that God loves you exactly as you are, without reservation, more than you can ask or begin to imagine. Amen and bon appetit.